Time for a check of the region's business news, something we do every Friday with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich.
Hey, Steve.
Entrepreneurs and tech professionals will soon have a new co-working space. It's expected to open in Oak Park by the end of the year.
Yes, these businesses offer shared workspaces without requiring a long-term lease. This newest venture called Coffee and Co-Working replaces a former art gallery in Oak Park's 40 Acres complex. The effort is spearheaded by two entrepreneurs, and they say that in addition to the standard workplace amenities for tech professionals, they also want to be a place where young people can learn skills like coding.
What's driving the demand for these places? It seems like we've been hearing a lot about these co-working spaces lately.
You're right. There are more co-working spaces popping up. Not too long ago, there were only two in the Sacramento area. Now there are around a dozen. Urban Hive, which is one of the other notable names on the local co-working scene, went from 20 members in 2009 to around 270 members currently at its H Street location. It's also expanding to include a new site in the Cannery Business Park off Alhambra Boulevard. Now, this growth is due to a variety of factors. For starters, freelance and startup businesses are growing both locally and nationwide. Also, the flexibility of co-working spaces appeals to companies that are growing but don't want to sign a second lease. And finally, simply the way that people work is changing. People are questioning the effectiveness of the traditional cubicle setup, and co-working spaces can promote creativity, and even some research suggests that they might make you more productive.
So with all this growth, are these businesses profitable?
That varies. Monthly unlimited memberships can cost more than $200 at these co-working spaces. But again, just having a co-working space doesn't mean that you'll automatically be successful. Those involved in the industry say you have to be more than just office space. Many of these places invest in member services, such as high-end coffee, yoga classes, and even massage services. Basically, you have to build a sense of community to get your co-working space to really catch on.
All right, well, let's switch to retail. The once struggling Country Club Plaza took a big step forward this week.
We learned that an indoor trampoline park will fill the space once occupied by Sport Chalet at the center at Watt and El Camino Avenues. Now, this space is more than 40,000 square feet. The trampoline park, which is from a franchise called Rebounders, is expected to open in May 2018. This is the first local site for the company to open. It offers attractions such as Ninja Warrior courses and open jump arenas.
What does this mean for that shopping center's recovery?
Country Club Plaza has been gradually transforming since it got new owners a few years ago. A new buffet restaurant recently opened at that center, and the owners also have added businesses such as Planet Fitness and Winco Foods. A movie theater is still in the works there, too. Now, there are other trampoline parks in the Sacramento area, but this addition is especially notable because it shows how these businesses aren't just reserved for warehouses and other big standalone spaces. As retail transforms, these trampoline parks are actually opening in malls, as we see from Country Club Plaza, and with that, bringing families to the dining and shopping options that those centers offer. This could be a huge gain for Country Club Plaza.
All right, well, let's end with food. A well-known restaurant from Midtown Sacramento is making a comeback, this time in East Sacramento.
Celestin's, which served Caribbean food in Midtown for 28 years. The most recent incarnation of the restaurant closed a few years ago, but now it appears that its owners plan to fill a former gelato shop space on McKinley Boulevard.
Well, yeah, I remember that K Street location because that's where I met my wife. So it's nice to hear that they're coming back. But this new site is kind of tucked into a neighborhood near McKinley Park. How do you think this new spot's going to do?
Well, that's a good question. In the past, we've seen other restaurants close and then return later. So this idea isn't entirely unheard of. Ultimately, a lot of the success depends on brand recognition and customer loyalty. And as you know firsthand, this restaurant had a pretty devoted following. So this is good news for a lot of local diners.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.